Can we begin with a word of prayer? Lord Jesus, open up our hearts and our minds so that we might follow you with words and deeds in your name. Amen. I am a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers football team. I became a fan when I lived in Tampa, and it's because something that my daughter Hillary and I share. Now, when we lived there, the Buccaneers had the dubious distinction of being the losingest franchise in all of professional sports, not just football, but all professional sports. And a number of members of the congregation had season tickets. And when they decided they didn't want to go to another game to see another loss, they said, well, we'll give it the pastor. Well, since I had never really been to a professional football game before that, I was more than happy to go, and as I said, it was something Hillary and I could share together. And so we started following the team. You know, we got to the games when we could. We followed their statistics and their standings. And it was only after we moved from Tampa, of course, that the Bucs turned the whole franchise around and started winning until, of course, the culmination for a fan is winning the 2003 Super Bowl. Now, I still follow the team on TV, which is very rare, but ESPN has an app called Gamecast, and with it I can follow the game as it's being played. A few years ago, Hillary surprised me with a late birthday gift. She was living in St. Louis, and she got us two tickets to go see the St. Louis Rams play the Bucks. And so I traveled up to St. Louis. We got to see the game. Great time with Hillary, and they lost the game. You know, when we confess our allegiance to a certain team, as I said earlier, you follow them. Go to the games when you can. If you can't, you check out the stats and the statistics. And I know many of you, and I'm becoming one now myself, are fans of Ohio State football. Great game last night. Some of you have tickets and been to home games, every home game for years. Some travel to away games, like there was a good contingent last night in last night's game. See, there should be a connection between the teams that we support. In fact, a connection between anything we confess that we support and we believe in, and a connection with the actions that show that support, that belief. Take today's gospel text. Now Jesus asked the disciples, who do the people think that I am? And then who do you say that I am? And Peter makes the bold proclamation, you are the Messiah. However, that confession, that statement of belief of who Jesus is followed by the actions behind the words. If any want to be my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. See, the confessing Jesus, that's the easy part. It's living it out. Living out that belief. That's the hard part. Words and deeds go hand in hand. Now, I think one of the worst case examples of how the church in general fails to put words and actions together is how we say we believe in Jesus, yet so often we fail to invite other people to find Jesus themselves. Now, if we believe in Jesus as the Son of God, if we are strongly committed to Christ and dedicated in what we do with the church, then why don't we invite people more often to worship? Why don't we talk very often about our faith with other people? Why don't we share our words and our deeds outside of these walls? Well, yes, I know what you're thinking. I follow words with actions. I give to my church, I serve on committees and teams, and step forward whenever there's something that is needed. I come to worship, I attend Bible study regularly. And yes, here at Trinity, we are a very, very active congregation. In fact, there is a long list of groups and events and service fellowship events that we do. But you know the percentage of those groups that serve only ourselves? And the percentage that looks out beyond our walls to serve other people, the vast majority of what we do as a congregation enhances ourselves. Now, there's a lot that we do. There's a lot of outreach that we do in the community, and that's a great blessing. But the percentage compared to the others is very, very small. How can we confess Jesus and then fail in the call to action, the call to follow Jesus, to go where the Word of God is so desperately needed. Pastor preached a sermon one Sunday on honesty. Monday morning, he took the bus to work, as was his custom, and he paid his fare, and the bus driver gave him too much cash, too much change in return. Well, during the rest of the journey, the pastor was rationalizing how God had provided me with some extra cash to spend during the week when I need it, but he just couldn't live with himself. And before he got off the bus, he said to the driver, "I'm sorry, but you made a mistake. You've given me too much change." And he proceeded to give the money back to the driver. The driver smiled at him and said, "You don't know me, but I visited your church yesterday. And I sat in the back row. It's been a long time since I've been in church because I simply couldn't take all the hypocrisy. And then I heard you talk about honesty from the pulpit. Well, when I saw you come on the bus this morning, I wanted to see if you really meant those words or were you just one of those religious phonies. So I gave you too much change on purpose. And you know what? I found out that you actually believe that stuff, don't you? See, the people in our neighborhood, the people at work, they're watching us. In a world where there are so many meaningless words, in a world in which whatever you want, you feel you have a right to have, in a world where politics is nothing more but endless spin, where home and church, which we often live behind facades, we represent Jesus. And the world is watching us and learning from us. And if you can be trusted, then Jesus can be trusted. If your yes means yes and your no means no, then the same must be true of Jesus. So when these people hear us proclaim that Jesus forgives our sins, that He promises us a new life, that He prepares for us a place in all eternity, then they figure out that those words have meaning, they have integrity. They may not know Jesus yet, but they know you. He called the crowd with His disciples and He said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross and follow me." Well, I don't know if there's any other phrase or concept in our world today that's often abused than bearing one's cross. People will say, "I have arthritis, but that's my cross to bear. I have a lazy husband, but that's my cross to bear." You and I know that such problems have nothing, absolutely zero, to do with Jesus' words. When you and I bear Christ's cross, it says something different. Bearing the cross says you are willing to serve God. You are willing to serve others. You are willing to put aside selfish concerns and focus your attention on God's will. And if that costs us money, if it means giving up some precious time, if it means getting us out of our comfort zone, then that's what we have to do. When you bear the cross, God's will comes first in our lives. If anyone wants to be my follower, they must pick up their cross, deny themselves, and follow me. Now, truth be told, and let's be totally honest here, we are incapable of following these words of Jesus, this instruction. Yes, there are moments, there are self-sacrifices that we make, there are sacrifices of our time for a greater cause, sacrifices of our support for the church. But there are so many more times in which that challenge to deny self and to follow Jesus is passed by routinely, and we fail. Well, thanks be to God that Jesus doesn't. Because He not only speaks these words, He literally lives them. For you and me, He denies His godly nature, and He literally picks up a cross. And He suffers and He dies on that very cross. And that suffering and death is for all the times that you and I have failed God. He died for our sins, but He was raised again that we might have new life. And a power-filled life. Denying ourselves and following Christ and picking up that cross is not easy. But since we have our Lord who has done that already for us, we are empowered and we are focused and enabled for those special important times when we can share the Word of God with those in need. In His name, Amen.